I'm Bobby Miller. I'm at the University of Leeds, and we have a project called Ruskin Rocks, and we've created the Brantwood musical stones for Ruskin's house in the Lake District. And the reason we're making our instrument for Ruskin's house is because John Ruskin had one in his house, and it got taken to the John Ruskin Museum, where it was then damaged. And we thought it would be fun to make a 21st century rock instrument for Ruskin's house. We've made two instruments. One is made out of four octaves of rock from across the Lake District. We've got green slate. This is from Highfell Quarry at Tilberthwaite, and we're originally going to make the whole instrument out of this because it's near Ruskin's home, and Ruskin believed in local materials to do local things and wanted to engage people in the landscape. But we wanted to get funding, and we realised that if we could use aggregate, we would qualify for aggregate levy funding. So we applied to Natural England to get some aggregate levy funding, and we found that Shap Blue also rings. Now, we haven't tuned these. These are just literally cut by the quarries and given some sort of polish to get the sides, the edges smooth. But what we would do with this for the instrument is tune them. The scientist has worked out a formula. And then we have to then fine-tune with diamond brushes, diamond pads, to get the perfect pitch. And we've actually tuned the instrument that we've made for Brantwood to perfect pitch. Each note is within 1/100th of a hertz. We've also used some hornfell. Now, this hornfell's been used in the Lake District for many years as a musical rock. And in fact, John Ruskin had his own instrument made by the Till family, and it's made out of hornfell. This is an actual piece, John Ruskin's. This is all to do with engaging children. So what we want to do is get the children to play the rocks and understand about the landscape.